Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Come on, hang with us. 713-780-3776 is the number. Greg wants to get in here, and then we'll talk about that the sections in that ballpark. What do you say, Greg?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good, man. Hey, Lance, real quick, before I forget, I wanted to ask if you still do a Joel Buschbaum impersonation. See, in this draft day, I wanted to ask that.
Man, that's...
Yeah. I mean, I do it. As I don't know who knows it.
The Oilers. Yeah, that.
I mean, you know, I told a story one time that I tried to trick him when he was on KTRH. I tried to trick him with a draft player, you know, like prank called him way back in the day when I was younger. And I said, yeah, I want to ask about some player out of, I wanted to say it was like Arizona State. It was some linebacker. And Joel Buschbaum, or maybe I said Valdosta State, something like that. Joel Buschbaum, that's not a real person. He's not going to be available in this draft if he's real. Holy crap.
Dude.
How does Joel know that? I literally made up a player and Joel immediately busted me for trying to trick him.
John McClain said he went and visited Joel Buschbaum. Now, there's about probably 90% of you don't know who Joel, he was here. He lived a while ago, and he was a draft expert. He was unbelievably knowledgeable. But John McClain said he went and visited him in New York, and he had like this. It was really sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah, a grungy apartment that was just full of nothing but papers and magazines and all of this stuff. And it was like, holy cow, this is how you live, dude. Anyway, Joel Buschbaum's a while ago, Greg. You've been listening a while.
Yeah, that was way back. God rest him. He's been gone almost 20 years. But he was really great at the coverage and the Pro Football Weekly books and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a couple of those. But I wanted to ask everybody actually. So what do the Dolphins have to do tonight, given their draft capital, to have a successful night? Like, what would you say that we really have to come away with tonight?
I think you have to, you have to have a playmaker. I mean, and Dale, you could jump in on this one, but you have to have a playmaker and a defensive player. I don't see any, I'm not a big fan of the, I understand the idea of getting a tackle, and I guess I could see tackle there at number six. But for me, looking at the Dolphins, I think rush more than that. And honestly, if Micah Parsons, who's your inside linebacker? I mean, if you were able to get your hands on
Baker,
Micah Parsons.
It's Bernardrick and Jerome Baker right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jerome Baker.
You don't like Jerome Baker.
You like Jerome Baker? Was he
productive.
Has he been good for y'all?
Yeah, he had like 7.5 sacks last year from a middle linebacker rush position. Yeah, he's fine.
He's small.
Yeah, he's small.
He's not a true inside linebacker.
No, but that's
honestly just
where he plays.
He's more of a 4-3 will.
But McKinney will have sacks from inside too.
And they need a thumper. That is something they require, and he'll do that. They need a rush guy. I mean, I could see it. If Jalen Phillips is there, obviously have my bias would be to draft him. I've seen Quiddy Pay there as well.
A lot of people put Quiddy Pay. I think that Quiddy Pay makes sense. I do like Elijah Vera Tucker some at 18. If you were going to go offensive line, I'd rather do it at 18 and get a special playmaker at 6 if one is on the board. And then, but I think for the Dolphins, you know, to find more rush at 18, or maybe trade back from 18 and still get Rush is something you could do. But I just think the one thing the Dolphins have to get is a playmaker.
If it plays out, Dell, that there's quarterbacks available after trading back, then back up, do they trade back again?
It all depends. Look,
well, some people think
it depends on who they love.
Thought they could trade flip flop 6 and 9.
If they believe that, see, the thought is they've always loved Devontae Smith, and they felt the draft wins. Maybe he would sink or drop because of his weight, so they could get him lower than you might imagine. So if they think they can get him at 9, which if they don't take him at 6, it's likely, unless Lance is right and the Lions really love him, then yeah, trade back. Go get your an extra third rounder or something, whatever it takes to go to 9, whatever it is. Particularly if there's a quarterback who the Broncos or even the Carolina might want at 8, do it. But if not, it really all depends on who they actually like from the playmaker position. There's some word that Brian Flores is the one who actually likes Devontae Smith. And if he got his way, that would be the guy.
713-780-3776. Anything in the who falls the furthest tonight, Lance?
I think it's going to be Greg Rousseau and Caleb Farley fall out of the first. Well, fall the farthest and then get drafted in the first round.
Yeah,
Christian Barmore, last pick of the first, Alabama defensive tackle, talented. Best defensive tackle in the draft. But he could fall out of the first round. But as far as falling and then still getting drafted, I would say Christian Barmore.
So Devontae Smith and Christian Barmore were on the same team.
Yeah, national champs.
And one's an and guy and one's a butt guy.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
He didn't listen to Nick, did he?
There were some issues with being coachable. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. There's some other issues with them. And there's some other stuff that could cause him to fall a little bit. So.
Devontae Smith is a butt guy, too, but for a completely reason that's really out of his control.
He's so small.
But he's 166 pounds, right. Which has...
Yeah, I disagree. I think Nick would say, and he can return punts, and he can cover punts.
Yeah, Nick would say that.
And he's a great guy in the locker room, and he's all about
but
football.
But what is keeping him from being...
But he's
166 pounds.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if that's but. I don't think if he gets drafted 7, if he gets drafted even 12 by the Eagles, I don't know that that's super disrespectful for a wide receiver.
Do you think he's the best pass catcher in the draft?
Yeah, I think he's the best pass catcher. So he's going to
go below others because of his weight, right?
I think because of his size. And that's not unusual with many wide receivers. It does have something to do with that, for sure. But the other one has to do with Jamar Chase being 207 and running a 4.440 and jumping 40 inches.
But you have said that you believe, now other people might disagree, you have said you believe Smith is the best wide receiver in this draft.
Yes.
But
right
but
now,
you,
it's
you,
not even, I don't I mean, even think it's
he's
arguable.
The best, he's one of the best, maybe the best receiver in college football history.
Wide receivers
but this is my
come
point.
In the last several
he
years.
May be one of the best receivers to ever play college football. Best receiver in this draft, but he's 6'1", 166 pounds, so you could see him falling to 12. So I think despite that's still a high draft pick, the weight thing is cause him to drop if he doesn't get selected by the Lions or the Dolphins or something. It's a butt thing, and you love the butt thing, John.
Are you going to do that butt thing? Yeah. No, I don't know. And it's not B-U-T-T. It's the B-U-T butt.
No,
that butt.
Well,
I'm a butt guy. The B-U-T guy.
But you like the butt thing.
I'm a B-U-T guy, not a B-U-T-T guy, right?
I think you're both.
Well, it's 909 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Okay, so do you have an issue with stadiums saying we're going to have a COVID section or a vaccine section and a non-vaccine section?
I'm on board with saying... If you want to be anti-vaccine and take your chances, that's cool. But don't slow my roll.
They already have a poor people section and a non-poor people section.
Yeah. What?
What right. The floor seats and the upper deck.
Yeah. Diamond Club.
Yeah, they already have those sections. Yeah.
I don't even know what a Diamond Club smells. Does it smell different? Do they pump
like vanilla
fried chicken in there because they got that great fried chicken from the.
Smells like fried chicken in the Diamond Club?
In the Diamond Club.
That sounds.
Who knew?
It smells like.
I thought it would have smelled like lavender and.
Yeah,
and
vanilla or something.
Yeah, it does, but fried chicken is the best fried chicken. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Well,
Diamond Club fried chicken's the best fried chicken.
It's the best fried chicken.
Oh,
it's your best fried chicken.
I don't know if that's the case.
Dale's going to argue that point.
You don't know about the Diamond Club
wow.
fried chicken.
I've been to the Diamond Club as a hey, he was sneaking here. Yeah, I've done that, and I'm going to tell you,
Diamond Club fried chicken.
No,
best
it isn't.
Fried.
No,
it's your best fried chicken.
Well, you're insulting
you're living
a lot
your best fried chicken life.
You're in a great place eating the chicken.
Uh huh.
It's not the best fried chicken.
It's awesome. You don't know.
I'm not suggesting it's not good.
Right.
But there is a grandma in South Carolina who would make a better fried chicken than Diamond Club fried chicken.
I'm talking about here now I can get, okay? Get my hands on. So, yeah, I have absolutely no problem. You walk in with your, hey, you can sit in this section. And you over there, you're going to sit in the other section because you're not vaccinated.
Can we give the sections
they're
names?
They're separate, but they're equal.
I don't want.
No, are they not?
Well, which one is closer to the
they're
field?
They're separate but equal. You can be, look, vaccinated people, you can be here.
Do you want separate?
And on
separate
the left
but
side,
equal?
It's like when Texas and Oklahoma plays, right? Half the stadium is orange and half
which
is
one's vaccinated?
Crimson.
Which one's vaccinated? Which
Longhorns
one's not?
Are vaccinated.
What?
Who do you think is less vaccinated, Oklahoma or Texas?
Ooh, Oklahoma. Ooh,
I think that's an easy one.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Don't dab. Don't do it.
Yeah, you just.
Dabbed. I made a great point.
I don't know why. No. Stop it.
Dabs come with great points. But,
I think.
Well,
you know how,
but you want this. You want.
Well, we're going to put the non-vaccinated in the sun area.
Oh yeah.
Well, of course.
We're going to put them upstairs.
Oh, they're the visiting team.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to put them on the upper deck.
You know how some certain arenas or stadiums get nicknames because of you know the sponsorship or just the name of the team, like the House of Pain with the Oilers. We need to give the non-vaccinated section a nickname.
What about the non-vaccinated?
Yeah, we need to give them a nickname.
Well, like the bullpen, like
something like that,
or,
but maybe not the bullpen because that's stupid. It's the Texans. Everything over there is dumb. But
dirt
something,
dogs.
Well, isn't that a baseball term? Dirt dogs.
Well, it's usually a positive term.
Yeah.
But so they'll
the
think
sickos.
They'll think it's a positive term, but we're really just saying you're dirty.
We gotta find a name for the unvaccinated.
Wait,
the unwashed.
That's. Sounds almost biblical.
I know. That's why I like it.
The unwashed.
I know.
Oh, no. What's the...
Why? Because are we being...
No.
What about wildlings?
Maybe.
Kind of wildlings.
Because they might... Well, they...
And we're the...
Okay, it could be zombies.
No, what were the Khaleesi's little army called? The Unsullied.
The Unsullied. No.
They're not the Unsullied. They'd be the Sullied.
They're the Sullied. I like it.
What about zombie? The zombie section?
No, we would be the zombies because we're getting the vaccine and we're gonna. That's what alleged. Oh. Remember, I said.
Yeah, it's confusing.
We would be the zombies because who knows what the vaccine will do?
We're
to
the
you.
Good
the
guys
zombies
and the zombies.
And the zombies and the sullies.
We're the good guys and the zombies.
I like.
It's not usually like that.
I like the unwashed, but I guess we can't use
unwashed.
That
is not bad.
But
the sully.
But what about the section itself? Does the section get a name? We gotta think. We gotta think about this.
The holding pen. Let's see.
It's better than bullpen.
Something about a cage?
I don't feel like the branding's going to come out great on this one, Dale.
Yeah, I've got a feeling we're going downhill.
914 ESPN 97.5. You know what's going down great? Craig DeSurf.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a long time. Craig is, man, I've been with Craig for so many years now, and it's because I know that wherever he goes, he is going to... Look, a vehicle is a vehicle. You either love the Chevy Silverado, you either love the GMC Sierra pickup truck, you know, or you don't, or you like something else that's out there. But the difference is you can go to any dealership to get the Chevy Traverse or, you know, the GMC Acadia or a Yukon or whatever the case may be. But the big difference and the reason that I speak for a company in Angleton is, yeah, I recognize that it may take you 41 minutes from your home like it takes me here in Houston, but it's frankly worth the drive. The customer service from a sales standpoint and from a service standpoint is off the charts, and you're just going to get honest people. They're not trying to hustle you or hassle you. They don't sprint out to your car as soon as you pull into the parking lot, immediately making you uncomfortable. They allow you to handle the car buying experience at your pace. They're there to answer your questions. And then when you're ready to go, they're ready to go. And they'll help you out with the deepest discounts they can find, including the best trade-in values for your vehicle. You can get the car buying experience started online at landzcars.com and work through the text function, and you're going to find that you end up finding some great, great deals at landzcars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The isolation ward, that's pretty good. Oh, God, that's terrible, whatever you did there. The unclean. Will vaccinated fans be labeled of Pfizer, of Moderna?
I think we should eat. Because we're a country who loves divisions, we should even divide the vaccinated areas, too. Are you a Johnson & Johnson person?
Right. Well, there's going to be a lot fewer of those because they've all got blood clots.
Call you clotty?
All those have to have IVs with blood.
And then you'll have the Moderna section and the Pfizer section.
Yeah, the Moderna's down lower in the better seats. Of Pfizer, back.
Of Pfizer.
Because they're, unclean.
I love that you're using of Pfizer and of Moderna, because the new season of Handmaid's Tale is out. I've watched the first three.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They dropped the first three, and then I think they'll do weekly from then on.
Is it any good?
I mean, June is taking a turn. Like she's like, how do I put this out? She's
dark.
She's decided to become like, hey, if you die, you die.
Episode one, good girl. She's having a girl go gut.
Don't ruin it for him.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you, June is not nice.
She's turned.
She's flipped.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
Her daughter. What do you want?
Yeah. Well, that's to be expected.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess.
I'm going to get ugly too.
Until 11:30 watching the first episode, but they dropped four.
I thought it was three.
Is it three?
I think it's the first three to get you tuned in. Okay. And then they'll drop them
weekly.
No, and
then they said when four was coming, that's what it was. Yeah.
Judas, she's got a Ramsey Bolton vibe for me, where it's like real.
She's afraid yesterday, of dogs eating people.
It's in the zip code.
You say dogs. There is a disposal method they use that has animals.
It was just real slick. You just said, "Hey, is that a leg?" She's walking by. I'm like, "Yeah, that's a leg in the background."
Yeah,
you did.
I gotta watch the last episode from last season.
Oh, I didn't even remember. They do a catch up.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, that's right. I forgot any of this stuff happened." Yeah.
Here's a question: any chance these three move up into the second round? I felt their pro days and hips helped their stock rush. Calvin Shaw, Melvin Deacon, and Godfrey Lewis.
Okay, those are good names.
Yeah,
I don't. They're not in this draft. Those are fake names.
Those are fake.
Well, the first thing was I felt their pro days and their hips. When he said their hips, that's how you know it's a fake one.
Oh.
That's how you know it's not a real pro. It's somebody trying to make fun of my our craft.
Melvin Deacon's stock has slid
with most
teams after a TikTok went viral of him shot putting a baby into a zoo exhibit.
Melvin Deacon. What a Godfrey Lewis. I feel like Godfrey Lewis is a real person.
That it really does.
What did he do?
The
anything?
Vaccinated one is 92.5. The dirtiest is 97.5.
Well, it depends on which part of the city.
Well,
how about this one? The unclean or the isolation? The unclean is the name of
the people.
The people, and then the isolation ward.
Yeah, right. We could do that. I like those.
Those are pretty good.
The great unclean.
Yeah, if there's a large mass of them, we call them the great. What happens is if they get unruly and try to break out of the isolation ward, then they get called the great unclean because, we're going to have these conversations about how we stem the tide of the great unclean.
So this is going to be interesting going forward is how long we're going to do this. Like you said, if Jordan has been the Orlando Steve Clifford.
Yes.
Steve Clifford vaccinated, had both of his vaccinations test positive for COVID. So he can't
be with the
team. It's
not doing anything to him.
No,
his vaccine's working.
He's fine, but he tested positive. So the only people that are going to be affected by Steve Clifford are people that haven't been vaccinated. Steve Clifford is like, I'm fine. I'm
good. And Steve Clifford's work is now affected.
Yes.
His job, his ability to live his best life.
What about how many guys did the Astros lose a couple weeks ago? Five?
Yeah.
Five players. Were they vaccinated?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know either. Well, and if they were, how are you going to penalize the Astros for being vaccinated and yet
testing positive? Yordan has had... He had COVID back in August of last year. He's now out for safety and health precautions. He's on the IL. If he has, whether he has or hasn't had it, he's already had it personally. If the other guys have had shots, like, why should he be, or if he has had shots, more importantly, if he has had his vaccinations and nobody else has, or not nobody else, but there's five players who didn't get it, then those five players are going to have to distance themselves from Yordan. Yeah. And granted, you could say, okay, then you have to keep taking tests.
If they're the good players and the crappy player is the one that tests positive with the vaccinations?
Well, then he's got to go. Okay, but you're setting up a different scenario where I'm just trying to kick out bad players.
No. But that's a real situation. If I'm a good player and I wasn't vaccinated, but a really crappy player been vaccinated has test positive,
you know
who I'm getting rid of?
If you haven't gotten vaccinated in professional sports, and you are hassling people who have been vaccinated, who get coronavirus, but they're showing no signs or effects of it, then we just have to not care about the unvaccinated players anymore. At some point, you can't say, well, sorry, Steve Clifford. And truth be told, unvaccinated players don't care. Unvaccinated people don't care. I don't know any unvaccinated person. They're doing that by choice because they typically either they're concerned about the veracity of and the health and the efficacy of the virus, of the shot, which I'm not, and science isn't, but whatever. If that's your thing, then that's your thing. I get it. And then the other thing is,
then they point to Johnson and Johnson.
Oh, you think it's not that big a deal? It's just the flu, and it's not. And for some people, it is. It's not that big a deal. Okay, that's fine. But those same people are not going to have a problem with. They clearly, if they were really concerned about coronavirus, they would take the precautions, most of them, and the players would have opted out. Right, if you're a professional player, you'd opt out.
Mm-hmm.
So why punish Steve Clifford? Now, it's not just about players; it's other assistant coaches. But if a vaccine is being offered to an entire organization, which it is now, you can go to a Kroger and get a vaccine. They're shutting down drive-through vaccine places because people aren't going. And I did see that 42,000 people in Houston have lapsed on their second dose. I saw.
So the first time I went to CVS, I waited an hour in line to get my first shot. 2 days ago, I went, walked right, boop, boop, got my shot. There was nobody there.
Yes, it's like nothing now.
Yeah.
You can't continue. So you can't punish organizations for people who are. At some point, there's got to be a paradigm shift,
uh-huh,
where it's no longer about trying to protect people who have not been vaccinated. At some point, it's going to be on you to make your own decisions about how you want to handle this. Or deal with this. That's just the vaccine's here. It's for everybody. You're not paying a penny for it. It's free this year at least.
Yep.
And maybe forever. So, that's a little curious to me that the sports are still, and I get it, it's the timing of it. But at some point, what's the cutoff where they say, okay, if you haven't been vaccinated now, you're on your own. And we're not going to worry about, you know, Yordan, at some point you have to stop testing. Because that's the only way.
Well, maybe Yordan isn't vaccinated. We don't know.
Yeah, and maybe he's not.
Yeah.
But he has had it before.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not bothering him. But at some point, if you are given the offer of vaccines and you choose not to, then you're not worried about the coronavirus anyway. For the more than likely, most people would not be worried about coronavirus if they turned down vaccine.
Heard a lot of people say is, I don't know what the long-term effects of the vaccine
is. And there's some people like that, but I've heard the people say, we're young, we're strong, stronger as athletes. There's no reason for us to get it. Joe Rogan told a bunch of people that. Okay.
There's a reason for it if you can't play. If the rules change and they go, vaccinated players can play no matter what. And if you're unvaccinated and if you get COVID, then, or you're around someone who gets COVID, who has it as a vaccinated player, you can't play. You're unvaccinated. We can't be sure about you.
Are there people who don't get vaccinated? Well, in this country, there are people who don't get vaccinated for polio and...
Yeah, we know what they're called. There's a name for them.
What?
They're anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, but that's...
I thought they were the unclean or something.
No, that, no.
Well, those, but that has to be a decision made for you when, but from an older person. Like a parent has to make that decision for you when you're very young.
Yeah, but who doesn't? Who's 30 and decides they don't want to get the polio vaccine?
Is anyone rolling up with polio anymore?
No, like, that's
well, there's
the point.
Herd immunity now. But yeah, we all get these vaccinations. Yeah. Remember when we used to get those shots in our arm
you
at
do.
School?
You still
the,
do?
No, no, no. Those the five prongs or whatever. Yeah. We all have the scar. Do they still get those?
Yeah. I'm
not in school.
I didn't get the five prong.
You didn't get the five prong?
I didn't get that. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's permanent too, that scar.
Well, I don't have the scar, so I don't,
you don't
think
have
I got
anywhere.
It.
I think it's on the left side.
That, and you get polio and TB.
You have polio?
No, you get the polio shot when you're a kid.
I thought
and
that's
a TB
what kept
shot.
You, yeah,
guess
tuberculosis?
What? Forever, now we're going to get COVID shots.
Do you think...
And you're going to get tuberculosis shots. You know why? It killed Doc Holliday.
That's right.
Do you think...
God's sake, kids.
Leagues and schools and conferences will say you can't play if you don't get vaccinated?
That's tricky to me because now they're going to argue this is a religious decision. This is a health decision for me. You're impending on my rights. No, I don't think you can force people to take vaccines.
But you can, no, I'm you not can. Forcing you. I'm saying you can't play.
But you're saying you can't unless you take a vaccine, so you are forcing
Well, someone. Well, I'm not. You have an option. That's not forcing.
Dale, it's everyone's right to play college football.
No, it isn't. That's the point. If you would like to play, the like you know how the NCAA says you can't take impermissible benefits? At least they say that, whether they enforce it or not. And if we catch you, you can't play? This is the same thing. Look. We appreciate your concern, but this is one of the requirements to play. Will leagues get to that point where they're like, we're tired of holding guys out when there's a vaccine available to let it be safe for everyone to play? If you don't get the vaccine, you can't play.
That's it.
Will they get to
can't
that
play.
Point?
That's it. 928 ESPN 97.5. You know who's going to be playing? I know who's going to be playing. Our Houston Rockets are going to be playing. That's right. Our Houston Rockets are going to be playing.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's right, on Cinco de Mayo. And you can spend your Cinco de Mayo with the Houston Rockets. They take on the Sixers at Toyota Center on May 5th. That's Cinco de Mayo, for those of you that don't speak Spanish. For as low as $30 per person, you're going to receive a ticket to the game, a blue H-Town margarita, and a quesadilla. All tickets can be purchased in groups of two or four. So just $30 a game. You get the ticket, a blue H-Town margarita, and a quesadilla, okay? Basketball, margaritas, and quesadillas. That's a fun night out in Houston with your friends on Cinco de Mayo. You get groups of two or four. Grab your Rockets Cinco de Mayo tickets now at Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com. So do it before it's too late. Go enjoy a night out. You're going to get to see Christian Wood. You're going to see Kevin Porter. You're going to see a bunch of good, and you're going to play and see Ben Simmons and... Then you're going to see a good game, all right? You want to see the possible MVP, Joel Embiid? Let's go.
The Knicks are coming to town, right?
Well, this is on Cinco de Mayo against the Sixers.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, you can do it for Cinco de Mayo, but also a good schedule for the Rockets coming
up.
Just go out there and buy tickets. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're looking for Rockets tickets. Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Daryl Lavelle says, do research on COVID in college and NCAA sports. Institutions are requiring students to be vaccinated to come back, including Colorado system and Rutgers. Institutions can say no vaccination, no player, no return. This trend will likely grow. Oh, I'm all for it. I just think you're going to see more and more when – I just think you'll see – you're already seeing it where they say we're not going to make it mandatory. You see entire leagues saying it. Colleges could say it, but I also think you will have people fight in their – you know, I don't know. I don't think it's a guarantee that – you may have some universities that say that, and good for them if they do. And if that's the way they choose to do it, if somebody says you don't have to, good for them, and that's the way they choose to do it, I think you know, states' rights, institutions' rights, I guess they're going to make their own decisions on this. I don't know if that's going to be – I don't know – because remember now – well, I don't know if that's going to be the norm, though. As far as the stadiums are concerned, I'm vaccinated, so I'll sit next to whoever, but – I would have no problem with stadiums doing, especially while you're at 50%, doing a vaccinated and in a non-vaccinated group?
I would love it. Give us more divisions, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where the country is headed anyway.
Point out who decided they wanted it, point out who decided they didn't, and I can look at you and go, all right, you're one of them, and I'm one of them.
Well, we got immunity. Yes, we do.
Well, who's,
we got immunity. How about you?
Wait, who's anti-vaxxers now?
I don't. What do you mean? As a people,
Tyler
Republicans
Cito?
Are they?
Tyler Scott is an anti-vaxxer.
Is he? He made. No. You made that.
Aren't Republicans?
But he's got a beard, though.
Trumpsters are anti-vaxxers, right?
I would hope not.
Not
considering,
all. No.
I don't think it's all considering
it's
Trump got vaccinated.
And there's a large black community that's anti-vax.
Yes.
I mean, there are segments of every population who decided they're
you
not
can't,
doing this.
But there's. But it, you
but,
can't.
But how about joining forces here, the Trumpsters? And a
oh,
large
no, no,
black
no.
community joining you, forces
to do what?
In
oh, no, no, you've got a heavy...
and having and they get they sit together.
Yeah,
now, you want to talk about
U-N-I-T-E-Y.
An interesting section? You
all of a sudden, Queen Latifah tried to tell
what
y'all.
What do you think's going to happen, John? You
U-N-I-T-E-Y.
You think their agreeance on one issue is going to bring them all together? Is that what you think?
Or
you
I think just think it'll be very interesting with
for...
all the Make America Great Again hats, and then you know.
Oh, you don't know there's a giant black for Trump. Population.
Well, no,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. That
and those probably
maybe
are the ones.
In Miami. Dell was hooking that up in Miami.
You think I was the
in Dade County or Broward County?
It's,
whatever it was.
It's Dade, Broward, Dade, Palm Beach yeah. as well.
So yeah, no. So there's not one single group. Like you have people who are cautious for medical purposes because they're worried about the, like I said, the efficacy of it. There's a large black community that is not getting it for fear. They just don't trust.
The government,
they don't trust anything like that. There are people in the there's conspiracy theorists. There's people on the Trump side, but it's not one single group.
No.
Like it's harder to pin down where you're like, hey, what side am I supposed to be on this issue? What is your political party?
I'm only
oh,
on,
you're that okay. This is how you're supposed to think on that one.
I'm on the issue of I don't want my sports games canceled. So whatever, I don't care who your religion, voting. I just don't like my sports games being canceled. So if you have to force all of these dudes to get it, please do. So I can turn on my television. Okay, the game's on, and the player I want to see is on. Is
right.
playing. I don't care about that stuff.
No.
Look, you guys force them to do stuff as far as uniforms and do this too.
Yeah.
Step in so my games are on.
Well, and Mark Emmert, that's all he does is make good decisions.
He doesn't make any decisions.
He's an a-hole.
No way in hell losing a third of your lineup that also happened to be elite caliber affects your wins. No way, no how. That was back to whether or not the Astros were the same. Have to show proof of meningitis shots to be accepted in college. Kind of the same. What? Meningitis shots? Is that that's a real thing you have to show? I just don't even remember that. That's you have to show, I guess, your shot records. But you have to have meningitis shots? Desert fever like Johnny Moore had back in the day?
Yeah, we know you have to get stuff to show up to public school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
In reality, Dell asked a pretty good question. Because
that is true. You do have to have that meningitis.
Several schools are making vaccines mandatory for entrance regularly. Should a child, should a kid choose one of these schools? In essence, they're saying they're okay with getting shot. I think he meant the shot.
Yeah.
The Rockets are still charging for games? Yes.
Who said that? Delete that person. Cancel that person now, John.
What's the difference, JJ? I thought losing 300 hitters for 5 games to COVID restrictions didn't affect wins. Who said that?
I don't know.
I don't know who said
about?
That. That doesn't affect wins? Yes, I said all along that affected. They suck. They look like crap, and they don't have any of their hitters there. I don't know what you're talking about. There's Jackie again. She's just not bright.
So are we measuring the Astros pre-COVID and post-COVID? Do we believe now they're not the team that goes? What are they in these two good runs? They're 6-1 and then 5-1. They're not the 11-2 team, but they're also not the awful team.
The 1-8 team.
Yeah. So what are they? Because the 1-8, we attribute most of that, at least quite a bit of that, to the guys being out of the lineup. Now the pitching wasn't great in some of the games,
no.
But still, they're not that.
Well, when you got to be pinpoint when you're getting 2 hits in Colorado.
Yeah, so
I mean, so I got to come in the guys,
and not just in the guys are out, and then you have to realize how long does it take them to get back into a groove, being out for particularly early in the year when you're out for a little bit. So I don't know if I look at any of what happened in that 1-8 stretch as real.
Yeah, I don't think it was 8 games, but they still look like crap. And you know what? During the season, guess what? During their World Series, remember? They lost 3 straight in Chicago to the White Sox.
And we all pointed to the Justin Verlander acquisition as re-energizing that team. We thought they were dead in the water until they acquired Verlander.
Let me ask you this question. Do you believe this, Lance? This Jimmy Garoppolo Patriots thing?
That he may get traded right away back to the Patriots?
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
What do you think after the Patriots only took a second rounder for him?
But
what do you think they're going to have to pay for him? Maybe not even that, huh?
Fourth?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a salary still. You got to pay for.
But they're apparently working on a contract.
So here's my thing. If you bring Jimmy Garoppolo in, you basically are saying, okay, the loser of this Cam versus Jimmy Garoppolo deal gets cut. Because if you take their two contracts together, you're talking about your quarterback position being damn near $40 million,
How much of Cam's is guaranteed?
So I got to check. I would imagine most of
it. What was his signing bonus?
Well, it's a one-year deal.
Right, it's a one-year deal. So, I mean, yeah, but you still, if I'm his agent, I'm like, oh, no, I want money. I want money up front because he might not make the team. So, I mean,
his base salary is, wait a minute, is that all it is? 2021? I thought he was making, how much did we think Cam was making?
14.
Okay. So what it says here, though.
What?
Is a one-year deal with a base salary of 1.5, signing bonus of $2 million, a roster bonus of 1.3, workout bonus of 100, 500 miscellaneous, and a cap hit of $5.4 million.
I thought it was
12 also.
I thought it was 14.
Or 12 or 14, yeah. That's what originally came out, didn't it?
Well, this says, 5.4. That's weird. That's wild. It's crazy. Where did we come up with 14? That was all the stories. They signed him to a deal.
No. The New England Patriots will have Cam Newton back in 2021 on a one-year contract extension worth up to $14 million. But it's not likely to amount to $14 million in earnings for Newton.
If it does,
everyone involved will be big winners. And it breaks down. So what we're getting is this is for sure.
Well, then
what you're going to owe.
Here's what, no, see, and that's probably game started. It's, and Pro Bowl, Super Bowl. It's likely, not likely to be.
$9 million in incentives, Pro Bowl, All Pro, MVP, Super Bowl MVP, playoffs. So if you scratch that, it's a $5 million. You could fade that.
Yeah.
So we keep worrying about, you're already paying Cam Newton $14 million. How can you? No. They could actually even get away from this.
Yeah, they absolutely can. When his base salary is just 1.5.
Yeah, and a $2 million signing bonus.
That's right.
But then you have
the roster's 1.3.
Yeah, so you could get out of this for $3.5 million hit.
Yeah.
If you say, you know what, we're cutting Cam. You could still trade for Jimmy Garoppolo and draft a quarterback and cut Cam Newton, and it would cost you $3.5 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The way it was written originally, they paid Cam Newton $14 million. What? What the hell?
Who did that?
Why would you do that? Well, if he's the Super Bowl MVP, then he's going to get an extra $9 million. Okay, all right, the odds are good of that. So Jimmy Garoppolo, they better not give up. I mean, what do you have to give up? If you're the 49ers, what do you take for Jimmy Garoppolo right now? I mean, that's a starting quarterback in the NFL that got to a Super Bowl. I know he did it with the 49ers were a good football team. A much better football team than the Patriots are right now. But you think that's about a fourth rounder right now?
You think it's less or more? It ain't more. It's not more. That money is
real
money.
To get a starting quarterback in the NFL.
They have no leverage. San Francisco doesn't have any leverage.
Well, and they know everybody knows
they're trying to get rid of him. Everyone knows they're trying to get rid of him.
So then, if that's the case, if they trade him away today, it has to be Mac Jones.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm locking in on Mac Jones now. I'm like, it's Mac, because you wouldn't be moving Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, you could argue there's probably some kind of quarterback you could trade for, but you're going to stink. They want to win. Or you could argue Nick Mullins. He had some moments. I don't know if he's re-upped with them, if he's still with them, but he had some moments for them.
That's a Tom Savage versus Deshaun thing, isn't it?
Well, but the difference is his – well, I'm No.
Well,
Nick Mullins versus Mac Jones. One's a rookie.
Well, granted, so was Deshaun a rookie. And Deshaun wasn't the third overall pick. He was the 12th overall pick.
No, but he was really good.
Yeah. Well, Mac Jones just won an NCAA championship.
Is Mac the Deshaun? Ooh, I'm telling NFL Network and ESPN that you said that. You have 15 former players up your ass in a matter of seconds.
Won a guy a Heisman. He just went undefeated and won a NCAA championship.
Can I hit you with these facts? Nick Mullins.
Is this the best season a quarterback's ever had in college football history?
I thought Joe Burrow had the best season.
No, Joe Burrow.
Well, didn't pass it?
No.
Well, I think it's right there if it's not.
It's close.
He didn't pass
Joe Burrow did. Okay, would you want to pass on this, Nick Mullins? 5-11 quarterback record. 25 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. Better than 1-1. You can't pass on that.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Tom Savage versus Deshaun. 311 of completion, 77.4, 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions.
Joe Burrow had the better year. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I get what you're saying, Deshaun.
Did better than Deshaun?
Yeah.
And this is the third overall
pick. Joe Burrow's
pick.
A dime a dozen. That's what we're learning about this.
That's what I've been
Everyone
saying.
Everyone hates Mac Jones.
Saying for years.
And now all of a sudden, it's starting to really shine a light on Joe Burrow being a dime a dozen.
No. I'm telling you, this is this. And oh, by the way, Nick Mullins is Tom Savage. So this is the same situation.
Is Tom Savage. But there's no Deshaun.
Mac Jones.
Mac isn't Deshaun. Stop saying that.
Yes, he better.
That's disgusting.
No, he's better.
He's better with all those players.
Clemson didn't have any players.
But he played against
in the ACC that sucks.
What are you talking about? He played against Alabama and put 400 on Bama's defense twice.
Mac Jones put it on Ohio State.
Sean Wade.
Yeah.
He should have opted out to save his draft stock. He's the one guy that could have opted out and saved 3 draft rounds.
No, Mac Jones is better than Deshaun.
Ooh.
Watch.
Oh
my God. Watch. 41-4.
We're out here.
I'm gonna have James Jones beat you to a bloody
We're out here right now.
Huh?
Mac Jones better than Deshaun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Man. You heard it here first.
Is he better than Joe Burrow?
Okay.
You wanna push all in on your guy?
No. How many massages does Mac Jones get?
We're not doing Mac Jones massage.
I think
we should
be counting beers he drinks, looking at that belly.
I'm gonna go under 40.
How many Sixers does he put away?
Oh,
Mac is going to drink a sixer.
Mac.
Yo, Mac, don't.
You can tell
no
the
question.
Body type, like, Mac is going to, on a weekend, like, he's done something, or Saturdays
and he's
for the boys.
Too.
Where he does Saturdays for the boys, and he goes.
Shotgunning.
Shotguns a beer.
Yeah.
He's probably been on a hunter.
He's a hunt.
You can
he's
tell. Hunt. Jake Fromm, they said that's what Jake.
Oh, well, Jake Fromm. They said Jake. Thinks they should just get. Shouldn't just Jake Fromm's get guns and not?
Yeah, something about the elites. I forgot what he said.
Only the elites should get guns.
Yeah. Jake is a hunter and a fisher.
ESPN 97.5, 7137. Brandon, you're up first. Anybody else? Come on in. 7137-803776.
Who's this? Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You guys can listen to the draft all weekend here on ESPN 97.5, but I'm going to give you something that'll set you up for after the draft. Andy the Destroyer Ruiz Jr. versus Chris the Nightmare Areola. Arguably the two best Mexican heavyweights in boxing history are squaring off in the Fox Sports PVC PPV main event this Saturday. So caller 20 at 9:55. Caller 20 at 9:55. The 713-780-3776 wins a free pay-per-view code to watch the fight at home. This pay-per-view is an all-Mexican boxing extravaganza with 3 pay-per-view undercard matchups featuring exciting all-action toss-up fights. The pay-per-view begins at 8 p.m. Saturday, May 1st, and it's priced at $49.99. Buy the pay-per-view on foxsports.com/pay-per-view or PPV and watch on any screen. But caller 20 at 9:55 gets to see Andy the Destroyer, Ruiz, and Chris Areola fight. So we got you set up. Caller 20. At 9:55, 713-780-3776.
All right. Speaking of bars, Conor McGregor. Do you remember when he punched that older guy?
Yeah. for not drinking his whiskey?
We wouldn't drink his whiskey.
So I said, I'm giving you a whiskey. It's free. It's on me, old man. You need to drink it. I'm not drinking this rot. You're not drinking it, huh? He just took off on him. And then he sold it for...
He was a 50-year-old guy, Conor McGregor, a professional.
50-year-old guy? That dude was older than that.
No, he's 50. Now Keo, 50, has been banned from... Well, so, Conor McGregor...
Well, then that guy looks... Then Irish people look super old.
Well, yeah, they... You know what they... Yeah. That's a little stereotypical of you, Lance, but okay.
But...
He's right. Not a good saying? Person.
Well, you know they... Finish that.
Well, you know they...
They live hard lives.
They live a hard life out there on the land trying to grow potatoes and stuff.
I wouldn't have said that. I would have just stopped when you said living a hard life and grow... You had to take it a step farther.
So apparently, he punched the guy, and it was at a bar, okay? It was a Dublin pub. It's the Marble Arch Pub. So you know what McGregor did? He bought the bar about $2 million for this pub. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The new owner. So apparently it's a $2 million pub. He bought the pub so that he could ban this guy from coming in anymore. $2 million for a
he
bar.
He must be a real arse.
Wait a minute. How big is this bar? And about $2 million for a bar?
I'm sorry. A bar in Ireland?
Wait. You know how many pubs there are in Ireland?
Yeah, they
like
probably
a bajillion.
Print money.
No, there's... Well, granted, I mean, it's like, yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. There's a high supply
a bar
and demand.
Hey, what's this casino doing here in Las Vegas? There's literally hundreds of casinos.
Well, it ain't
yeah,
a casino.
Yeah, no, because we're printing money.
You pour a beer. It's a lot different than a casino where people throw $1 million at a time.
How many people are going
my
at that
bar? My dad owned
a bar.
Trust me. $2 million
did
for a
bar. Did he
own
one in Ireland?
No. But, you know what?
The
outside of Chicago.
What are you suggesting?
The home of bars.
You think that just Irish people, that's all they do, and you can open a place there and just drink, and that's all that's going to happen?
They also have some potato haggis, and
would you
they
guys,
probably
how
some...
How stereotypical are you guys
Irish,
right now?
No, I'm not... I just
call the,
you dropped potatoes earlier.
The Irish... what are they called? The John, you know what they are. The... Scottish eggs. They probably have Scottish eggs are delicious.
Why Scottish eggs in Ireland?
Yeah.
That's close enough.
What are you talking about? That's
what's
so
the matter
different.
With you?
No. The Scottish and the Irish are basically
Scottish,
the same people.
I'm going to take you out.
By the way, who was it that kept your dad's bar afloat?
The probably? Irish.
Thank you.
No,
if it hadn't been for the Irish
was a
coming
heavy
over.
Heavy Irish population.
I just think you guys should stop. Maybe the Irish have evolved since whenever your bar was open. I think maybe you guys should stop just assuming that you just plop a bar out. In Ireland, and it's just going to be successful.
$2 million for this bar.
Well, well, it's Connor's bar. That's
the
different.
The proof is in the pudding right now.
You guys, no. I don't like the way you guys are talking about my Irish friends.
Well, they're my friends, too. I'm part of the
No,
culture.
You're not.
Yeah, I really am.
You aren't.
No, you don't know how many Irish people I grew up with. I'm telling you. So, but you bought the bar just to ban this guy?
He's an a-hole.
There,
you know
you
what
know
he
what?
Is.
There's another bar right next door he'll go to.
Well, but he wants to really keep him out of this one. Maybe that's everyone's favorite bar. Maybe he got inside intel that guy really loves that bar.
Okay. So so apparently McGregor was fined around $1,200 for punching him. So you spent $2 million to keep him out of a bar just so he won't be happy?
We didn't say he made good decisions.
Conor McGregor does not make good decisions. Unbelievable, first of all, that it's a $2 million pub. That's unbelievable. And secondly...
It's like real estate in like, how in the world... You know, a buddy of mine told me Austin, the people in Austin are just selling their homes and living in VRBOs now because there's so much money. They're making three times their houses. People in California have come over in such droves that it's just like San Francisco. Houses are going for millions. My buddy told me he made three times the amount that he paid for his house, and he did that just a couple of years ago. He said, it's a no-brainer. He said, you have to sell your home.
Yeah.
You sell it and you figure, he said, you and you
well,
sell
if
it.
Well, Conor McGregor's going
to
give you $2 million for your bar, then you're going to sell it.
Well, he just got $600 million for selling a majority share of his whiskey. Did you see that?
He did.
$600 million. This is what you do. You take your celebrity, you push a product, you put your name on it, you elevate the value of it, and then you move it.
Yeah, the dude does look older than 50, man. Holy crap. That mean, if this guy looks, this guy can barely walk. He's probably 35. This guy, I mean, if you're Irish, you're living hard. If that dude's 50, you're living hard in Ireland, okay? Conor McGregor is 12 years old. Look at him. He looks good for 12. He looks old for a 12-year-old. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, what has Dell got going on? He's got the giveaway going on? Yeah, he's got the giveaway going on. Anyway, Lance is going to go. This is your day. Are you excited?
No. I'm not really excited. I mean,
it's over. You don't have to do this every day now.
Well, no, I'm excited about that. Oh, yeah. You mean, are you excited about it? No, I don't have to do this for the next 4 days.
Well, it's 4 days, but at least there's a light
at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. I'm excited for the Texans to make a pick.
Well, that'll take 4 days, too. They get the pick in 4 days.
No, they pick they'll pick tomorrow. They're in the third round.
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
Maybe.
And then they have third round picks. They will pick in the third round. They will not move up. I don't expect them to draft in the second round.
No. But they could move back.
They could move back. I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world to move back.
Yeah, pick up another average player in the fifth round. Congratulations. That'll be great.
Hey, I'm hoping for average in the fifth.
No, well, average
based
fifth
on the
rounder,
way it's been going?
An average fifth
would
rounder.
Would you say Kahale Warren is
the
average?
Of the 32 fifth rounders, how many will make? We'll get a second contract?
Ooh, 14.
What?
Is that high?
That's way high.
You think?
If four of them get a second contract.
I'm interested. I feel like you're wrong. A second contract, well, from another team or the same team?
No, I'm telling you. Second contract by draft spot.
All right, pick a draft. Here, pick a year. Pick any year.
2014.
I'll just do round. I'll do rounds. I'll do it by round five. For example, here's a round five. Let's go to 2018. Oh, that's gross. Well, no, 2018. Let's go 2017 where it's getting closer.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what.
Jake Butt, George Kittle, Jordan Morgan, Blair Brown, DeMonte Key. So, DeMonte Kazee will for sure.
No,
he already has.
Okay,
George
no.
Kittle
Instead
has.
Instead of that, go to 2015 where we already know who is.
Well, we can go to 16.
Okay, go to 16.
Because it's 4 years. So 16, right? 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Tajee Sharp, I think, out of the league. Zach Sanchez, I think, out of the league. Ronald Blair still plays. DeAndre Washington still plays. Connor McGovern still plays. John Theus out. Matt Judon.
You just
a huge deal. Quentin Jefferson still plays. Caleb Benenock, I think, is out. Paul Perkins out. Jordan Howard in. Joe Dahl, not sure. Matthew Ioannidis still plays. Wendell Smallwood, I think he may be out.
He's done, I think.
But he was a big part of Philadelphia for not that long ago. Jordan Payton out. Joe Haig, I think, still around. Offensive lineman Jonathan Williams still in the league. LaShawn Sims still in the league. Brandon Schell still in the league.
Right, then.
KJ Dillon from the Texans, I think he's out.
He didn't play a game.
Kentrell Brothers out. Christian Westerman out. Kevin Hogan out. Trevor Davis in. Vitae. Big V, as they call him, from TCU, still in. Tyreek Hill, still in. DJ Reader. Are those guys any good? Marquis Christensen.
Well, okay.
I can't remember. Spencer Drango is out.
Guys?
Huh?
Are the Texans going to find one of those guys?
Yeah, you know
no,
what?
I mean, there's obviously
a lot more
not.
Than, a lot
no,
more
no,
than
they're not going to, but still.
Oh, they're not.
Maybe Nick is probably great at finding fifth.
Is
now,
he?
Fifths actually usually stick around as backups, and I'd say probably about 14.
There's some good
contracts.
Starters in that list, though.
Well, this was a really great fifth round. I mean, you have DJ Reader. I mean,
Matt
look at
Judon.
Matt Judon, DJ Reader.
Tyreek Hill,
and George Kittle. Just, my guess is that you probably over
that
the last two decades can't find that many.
One of the great fifth rounds ever.
Well, for most of those guys, it was.
Bye, bitch.
And that should be the same
thing. Oh.
Now, 14 would have made your point better. That's pretty rough in the 2014 draft, yeah.
All right.
Vitae just got $50 million, says his agent. Is that any good? Fifth rounders get $50 million on a regular basis.
Stop.
Oh, no.
Did George Kittle? Did Matt Judon?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What about the rest of them?
DJ Reader?
No.
Some of these other ones, probably Zach Sanchez's. His is coming
soon. Yeah, I'm sure.
No. Well, actually,
Kevin Hogan?
There's a lot more.
Kevin
there's
Hogan?
A lot more than I thought. No, Kevin Hogan. No.
Yeah, well, that was maybe a really. Yeah. You might have a better point if I went to like 15, like 17.
Time to.
Oh no, 17 was. Do I'm I have sorry. To
am I?
No, but even 2017.
Do I have to treat you like Connor treats just guys he punches in the face?
Bye, bitch.
Yeah,
George that's what Kittle. He
said. You're banned from the show.
That's right. He's banned, and Lance is banned now too.
Look at this.
He won't stop, though.
Roderick Johnson?
Stop mentioning Texans who didn't do anything.
No, he's here. He didn't even get drafted by the Texans, and he's here.
Are you done?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Nathan Peterman?
He's not done.
He's not done. Bye, bitch.
Just
Nathan Peterman's
ESPN
still playing.
97.5 at ESPN 92.5.
Real.
Let's go. Fun. Sports.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save